The office Christmas party always generates lots of buzz. Commentator John McElraith would rather focus on one of the unspoken yet most pleasurable traditions of his holiday season.
Every decent adult knows there are things you do that children mustn't see. Practices that can only be indulged when adults are alone. Children never understand that Mommy and Daddy have things to do by themselves. That is the time when the bedroom door is locked, maybe even the living room door. That's all right in theory, but our bedroom lock has never worked, and there's no lock on the living room door. What to do, what to do? We had to be alone. Every couple has traditions. There are things that are done every Sunday or Saturday or every Easter or Christmas. So we settle down in the garage. It has a door that locks, but we hear them out there. Mommy, Daddy, are you in there? What are you doing in there? Open the door. They are all shouting now. The neighbors will hear. We give in. We open the door. The kids surround us. What were you doing in there? There's a touch of fear in their voices. We say nothing. Just talking. That's all. We gather them together and go back into the house. I look at my wife in despair. She shrugs. It's all right for her, but I can't wait much longer. I know. We'll turn on the TV and settle them down that way. It's a nice Christmas Eve show. Soon they are engrossed, all three of them, the two boys lying down and their sister sitting on a chair. I smile towards my wife. God, she's looking beautiful. In profile, I see the long column of her neck stretching up and her blonde hair lying on her cheeks, which have such a beautiful color tonight. I'm a lucky man. Now, if I can only get her alone as I do every Christmas Eve. We turn and look at one another. We exchange glances. She nods towards the door. Quietly I rise, and slowly and soundlessly I take a step. Where are you going, Daddy? Nowhere. Just into the kitchen. I make it to the door, close it behind me, and stand there, barely breathing. A minute goes by, and another minute. Where is she? Doesn't she understand how much I need her? The door opens, and silently she steps into the kitchen. I put my arms around her. Where can we go? She asks. Her voice is husky. The linen closet. I answer. She whispers back. We have never done it in there before. Will there be room? We are in the linen closet. It is dark, but we have done this so often, we don't need light. Here's Gordon's stocking. Put the orange and the apple in first and put the pocket knife on top of the fruit. I have written the labels for the bikes and the dolls. Now, who did we decide gets the teddy bear? I don't remember. This business of wrapping the Christmas presents drives me crazy every year. Do you think they know what we are trying to do?
From 1990, that was writer John McElraith. His commentaries appeared on All Things Considered for more than 10 years. He died in 2006.